Unit 7. Globe-trotting frog comes home. Page 39, Exercise 2. Listen. Cover the story and look only at these pictures. Listen to the story two or three times.
Swansea, Massachusetts, USA. If you love a good mystery, this story is for you.
Picture 1.
One spring day, Gertrude and John Knight, both 67, were working in their yard. They noticed that the 10-pound cement frog in their garden was gone.
2.
I thought some kids ripped it off, said John.
3.
But several weeks later, John began to change his mind. The Knights got a strange postcard that said, I'm sick of sitting in your garden. Had to get away. Love, the frog.
4.
Then the Knights got a letter from New York. Dear Ma and Pa, I'm in New York. I should be back by Christmas. I'll write again soon. Inside the letter was a photo of the frog at a New York subway station.
5.
For the next 8 months, cards and pictures arrived from around the world. The Knights heard from the frog in Indonesia, Sweden, and Italy.
6.
A letter from Paris said, Hi, Mom and Dad. Can't stay here too long. They eat frog legs. Finally, the frog dropped them a line from Japan, which said, I'll catch you later around Christmas.
7.
Sure enough, just before Christmas, the globe-trotting frog arrived home in a limousine. There was also champagne and a letter for the Knights. Thanks for being good sports, it said.
8.
The Knights don't have a clue who took the frog, but they sure got a kick out of his adventure.
Page 40, Exercise 4. Listen and complete. Close your book. Listen to the story again. When the tape pauses, try to complete the idiom.
Swansea, Massachusetts, USA. If you love a good mystery, this story is for you. One spring day, Gertrude and John Knight, both 67, were working in their yard. They noticed that the 10-pound cement frog in their garden was gone. I thought some kids ripped it off, said John. But several weeks later, John began to change his mind. The Knights got a strange postcard that said, I'm sick of sitting in your garden. Had to get away. Love, the frog. Then the Knights got a letter from New York. Dear Ma and Pa, I'm in New York. I should be back by Christmas. I'll write again soon. Inside the letter was a photo of the frog at a New York subway station. For the next 8 months, cards and pictures arrived from around the world. The Knights heard from the frog in Indonesia, Sweden, and Italy. A letter from Paris said, Hi, Mom and Dad. Can't stay here too long. They eat frog legs. Finally, the frog dropped them a line from Japan, which said, I'll catch you later around Christmas. Sure enough, just before Christmas, the globe-trotting frog arrived home in a limousine. There was also champagne and a letter for the Knights. Thanks for being good sports, it said. The Knights don't have a clue who took the frog, but they sure got a kick out of his adventure.
Page 41, Exercise 8. Take a dictation. Listen and write the dictation in your notebook.
The knights first thought some kids ripped off their frog. But then they heard from the frog in New York. He said he had to get away, but would be back by Christmas. Sure enough, after visiting many countries, the globe-trotting frog arrived home. The knights don't have a clue who took the frog. But they were good sports. And got a kick out of his adventure.